What?
The idea is just not to fall through.
Yeah, well, that's not so easy either, because Sukkos is the Yom Tovim. Okay, we are on Daf of Talmud Rav, I believe. We're talking about Machlokas for 47.
Yeah.
Where are you? So there you are. Okay, the second line. We're talking about what happens if a Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. What happens if a girl who's over 12 who has a father is Mekadesh herself without recourse to her father? So Rish Lakish says it's a valid Kiddushin because both she and her father can contract Kiddushin. It's Machlokas probably as well. Rabbi Yochanan holds only he can contract Kiddushin, only the father, not the daughter. She herself has no right to contract Kiddushin. So it says Gemara, second line. Vatir that we learn, Im Omer lo Avia. If a father said to a messenger, right, some sort of messenger, he said, go only see for my daughter her get. If he wants to renege, he can't renege. Okay? His authorization which he gave after this individual makes receive a kabbalah, and if you receive the get it takes effect. Now, this is really not directly related. The only reason I bring it down is because Rabbi Yochanan contended our Mishnah, which had said that a Ketanah can make a Shliach to be Makabal or own Kiddushin. A Ketanah can make an agent to receive own Kiddushin. Talk about a Ketanah who is a Yisayma, who has no father alive. I mean, not a Ketanah. A Nara, who is a Yisayma, who has no father alive. Because if the father is alive, then the father's jurisdiction and not her. So as the Gemara brings down the end of the Mishnah, it says that her father, right? So we see that she's not a Yisayma, she's not an orphan, she's got a father alive and kicking. So this, how is Rabbi Yochanan deal with this? So Patalah, so he explains, let's start him, Hamas Nisam. This Mishnah has two sides to it. Patalah Roshi B'Yisayim, in the beginning of the Mishnah, which says that Shika, the Nara, can make a Shliach to be Makabal Kiddushin. That's talking about where B'Yisayim, she has no father. But so for the end of the Mishnah, it's talking about her father making a Shliach to receive a get. That's B'Yisheish Lov. That's where she has a father. And the Mishnah is talking about various different scenarios. On the other hand, we have a Masnisa, Mishnah Pligar Rabbi Shimon Lakish, which tries to reach Lakish, which says, Ta'ish Makadish is Bitok Shinara. A man marries off his daughter when she is a Nara. Bo, he himself, Ubishlucho, and his agent, it sounds like, not the agent of the daughter, nor the daughter herself. Only he or his agent, not she, nor her agent, of course, is with either. Pasal asal, what does Rabbi Shlokesh do with this? So pasal look, Rabbi Yehuda, that's true, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, Amar, Ein Shnei Yedayim, Zos Hayal, so Rabbi Yehuda says, there's only one hand, meaning only one jurisdiction, to contract marriage any given time, and there can't be simultaneous jurisdictions. Rabbi Shlokesh holds a chalkom, argue Rabbi Yehuda, then all there can be simultaneous jurisdictions of father and daughter at the same time. Amar Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Asi said, Chad Rav Nafik, min Beis Vada, a certain rabbi came out of the Beis Medrash, Amar, and he said, Nafik Uvda Rabbi Yochanan, the matter has been possibly Rabbi Yochanan, that only he has brought jurisdiction, not his daughter, when she is an hour between 12 and 12 and a half. The Samkun who love him, we rely upon that rabbi. Lo Davit Tzriya Tzurcha Mitzvah Halavi, not that we have to rely upon him, because he didn't have because we don't know who he was, and obviously an anonymous rabbi we can't rely upon. But the reason why you could rely on him in that case is because Mivnei Dahav El Dahavus Min Yam LeTigna. It was the distance from the time he had left the Beis Medrash, the time he told this to us, was the amount, like the amount of time it takes for a fish to be brought out of the sea and put into a frying pan. So it means it's a very short time. So had it been longer, we would have assumed maybe you forgot it. We'd have had to verify it. But for this short amount of time, we should rely on this rabbi to say that Sugya had been paskin in the Beis Medrash like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yehuda b'Shem Rav Asi said, "Ketana shekitcha satma b'shtei saros." A daughter who was mekadesh, a girl, young girl under 12, who was mekadesh herself, and then she became an adult. Right? She got two hairs. So in that case, avia mimayin, her father has to repudiate the marriage. He has to say, look, it's true now she's adult, but when did she get married? She was a ketana, right? So at that time, she had no right to marry herself off. So therefore, I renounce the marriage, right? The father's got to do that. Lo he, she can no longer do it because she's already a gedola, right? She must do it before she becomes a gedola, immediately after she becomes a gedola, right? So it says, lo atzi look Rabbi Yochanan, look at Shem Elokish, she didn't go near like Rabbi Yochanan, no, like Shem Elokish, goes like near them. Because it's not going like Rabbi Yochanan, because he, Rabbi Yochanan, ain't got meal, there's no meal, there's no marriage. Only he has the right to contract marriage. The father, the daughter has no right to contract marriage. What kind of marriage is there to begin with? Meal sounds like there's a marriage, and the marriage has to be repudiated. There's no marriage here. She had no right to contract the marriage, right? Nor is it going like Rish Lakish either, right? Ain't got Rishim and Lakish, because on the contrary, according to Rishim and Lakish, it's Nisui Torahin. It's Nisui and Doraisa, because once she's a Nara, well, once she grew up over 12, so her marriage reverts to Doraisa. According to Rabbi Yochanan, marriage can't work reverts to Doraisa on her own cognizance until she's 12 and a half. Because until she's 12 and a half, she's still in the jurisdiction of her father. So I can understand that this concept of Miun, where the marriage should be about marriage. Problem, it's not about marriage. So how come Miun is relevant here? But according to Reish Lakish, until she's 12 and a half, I mean, once she's above 12, she already has her own jurisdiction. So how could the father be mine for her once she's over 12? Between 12 and a half, she has the right to contract marriage on her own. He no longer should have the right then to dissolve the marriage at will. That should be begun.
She should get remarried, and when she turns 12?
Right, so she did. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, that doesn't work until she's 12 and a half, since she has a father. So according to Reish Lakish, she does.
So when she's getting remarried, then she needs the permission of the...
Yeah, but it doesn't say your permission. It says Miun. Miun is not the permission to remarry, but the repudiation of the first marriage. So how's that relevant, right?
And so, how did she get married to begin with if she was under 12?
She took a ring. Kasher Maisa. She did it. Says the Gemara, Lo Asiel to Rabbi Yochanan. Says, well, it's only going to Rabbi Yochanan. I forgot an interesting thing, concession on Rabbi Yochanan's part. I forgot Rabbi Yochanan, even though Rabbi Yochanan said, Akomodim, and everybody agrees, Bekidushin, Sheavia, it should be Makadisha. And the Kiddushin that her father's Makadisha, and Lohi, not herself. Nevertheless, Modebar, even Rabbi Yochanan agrees, it should be She'avia, Yemain Ayodah, that her father has to reject the marriage she contracts. But the father has the right of rejection, the right of refusal, but he has to verbalize, he has to specify that he refuses it. That's therefore she contracted marriage, he's got to do Miun. He has to announce, I'm not interested in this marriage continuing. That much you must do. Okay? Says Rabbi Babak and Rabbi Akabidi, Bashem Shubalabis, they said, Kichladas, if the marriage is done with the consent of the father, this get to about a Nara. Vichnisa Shloladas, but the chuppah is done without the father's consent. So Zayamaisa, this was the episode. This actually occurred. Uva Via and her father came. Votzia Mignuna, he took her down from the chuppah. I don't know who walked her down, but obviously it wasn't the father, because he came and he took her away from the chuppah. He took her back. What? Right? The Israelis are still also, if I was walked down. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Shua said, Simon Havalo, the Rabbi Shua had a sign, meaning he had a recollection. Rabbi Shimon Levi pulled Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Rabbi Shimon Levi argued Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, and the marriage of in terms of the nisuin. Says more, but it's not true. Lacy plega. It's not. Doesn't argue. Kamad to Rabbi Shimon, just like Rabbi Shimon Hechmad, just like Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Amr, just like Shlokish said. Talmud over there. Lachom imenu lasiyat satzma. We have this earlier himself. The reason why chuppah must be with the husband, the father's consent, is because of the Spindel principle, right? You can't marry yourself off. Because he doesn't care about losing the daughter. He cares about losing the money, the handiwork. So therefore, he can make a mechah. Can't have a shulman levi. So the shulman levi holds kinsa shlo das. And kinsa shlo das, if you marry... I'm sorry, I skipped. So she says here, she can't marry herself off. We'll have seen my said that we don't cause the father to lose the my said that. Says the Gemara, I saw Rabbi Barakana, and we can read Mishem Mishem Levi, and Mishem Levi. Keep your slow down. What if you make a woman without her intent? Okay, in other words, without his, the father's intent. Strike that. The father did not consent. She was above 12. She consented. Father did not consent. The kids are shlo l'das, and also the chuppah was out of consent. Zeh amaisa, this is an episode, uva, avi, her father came, the akka kiddusha, and approved kiddusha. The kiddusha said, kiddusha is no good. You know, I didn't give consent. There's nothing to begin with, nothing to build on. It's all up to me. Marriage is now void. Everybody go home. Kiddush l'das. What if the kiddusha was l'das, with her consent? The kinsa shalol das, and the suh was without consent. Now, of course, you know the father's machpid in that case, right? Because he loses ma'aseh time. But what about, can she get ma'ush tocha b'truma? Can she eat truma at least? That's because truma really is the function of husband. Let's see what the Gemara develops in. Why should I give it away?
But she's still living in.
She's still living. Yeah, that's true. But nevertheless. Rav Amar Ma'ush Docha B'Truma. Rav Amar Achels. Rav said that she had chuppah. She hates. Shmuel Amar Ein Achels. She can. Amar 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 said Tama Do Rav. Rav's logic is became a Shkitz L'Das. Since the kedusha was done with consent of the father, Chazok Shkitz L'Das. We're talking about a case we don't know that the father protested. So we assume that the father was acquiescent, was agreeable to the chuppah. As long as he doesn't make a mechal, we assume it's agreeable to the chuppah. Amar Rabbi Yisrael Ben Rabbi Yisrael Ben said. I skipped. Right. No, I say, I'm ready to say, but time of the rab, what's large rab? She came, she restrained, not because we know he consented, but rather, since me, the rab, she came, she restrained, since before they fixed the halacha, before they changed the halacha, Rusa Basi saw Chelos Betruma. And Rusa Basi saw was allowed to eat Truma. They only changed it later on because they saw that they were feeding their family members and things like that. But theoretically, they can. So that's the reason why, even if the Kisr Shlo died, she could still eat Truma. Manafik me, you know, what's the difference between the two approaches? Maisiya there, the Maisiya time, the handiwork. Adaita Rabbi Mona, that the husband, the father remained silent. Kirav, according to Mona's opinion in Rab, so then Maisiya there about, since the husband remained silent when he saw the chuppah take place, the Maisiya time goes to the husband. Adaita Rabbi Yossi Rabun, who said it's unique aloch and truma, so in his perspective in Rab, Maisiya there lavia, the Maisiya time go to the father, and they remain the father's jurisdiction. Mace of this woman dies. Me Yorsha, who inherits her? Her husband inherits her because since the father was silent at the time the chuppah took place, we assume he had da'as for the chuppah, and therefore the husband now got the rights. Adait Rabbi Yosef Bun Kirav, according to his opinion, that really the father did not agree. Just that since Truma Mikra didn't the rights, so she eats as the Arusa, so they made a corner that even where the chuppah was done against the father, she eats. However, that's only by eating. But Mesa, if she dies, then Avia Yarsha, her father, would inherit whatever's left over from the fiancé. As Rabbi Yossi Rabun, Kirav, Rabbi Yossi Rabun said explicitly, according to Rab, Mesa, if she dies, follow your husband. Her husband inherits her because we assume once kedushin was done, she dies. The chuppah. We assume that the chuppah also was he was acquiesced to. What about kitra shlo das? Because shlo das, what if both kedushin and isuin were without the consent of the father? Marshal b'chuma can she b'chuma under those circumstances? Shmuel actually said yes. Ocheles, he said she can eat truma. Ask your chamei, so it says we're coming. See, come on, give me a break. Ilu kitra das, kitra shlo das. If you married her with consent of the father, yet did this without the consent of the father, Shmuel Ma'el Chel Shmuel says under those circumstances, she can't eat truma, right? Because there's no nisuin ladas, right? So, here, we're both are without the consent of the father. Hu oimer ocheles. He says she can eat. How come? So it says in our fascinating Gemara, Shmuel Avalak Yisayma, Shmuel makes her like Yisayma. Meaning, if the father, makes the thing, if the father doesn't protest twice in a row, we say his father is a, couldn't care less. And it's Anan Sade that if he doesn't protest both on Fusion and on the Nisuin, they just couldn't care less, he just let her do as she please, and therefore she's going to be fully Mekudesh. It's a fascinating concept. Well, it's like two negatives make him a positive.
Well, but the concept of
Shtika Kodah. Right, but one Shtika Kodah wouldn't do it necessarily. But two, that's the emphasis. The two Shtika Kodahs, they're Huchzak Shaskar, so to speak. So that already is what makes the grade here. Okay? Says more further. To take out the word masdi, so it's superfluous. You know, then Ephraim takes it out. We're going back to the Mishnah. It said in the Mishnah, he's kachli b'tmora zu, and it should be, instead of a chol, it should be v'chule. It says, marry me with this date. So, so it said that you need a prut on each and every one. Right? So he says, the Gemara, where do you need a pruta? Not each one, any one of them, but not all of them together. So well, what's the story about? Mastish from our original story said, if she bazoo, ella bazoo, if it's not possible this one, it should be this one. If she bazoo, if it's not possible this one, ella bazoo, it should be rather than this one. But that means each one independently. So therefore, one of them has to have a sharp pruta, not a joint together, because he said, if not this, then that, if not this, then that, but one of them's got to have a sharp pruta in its entirety. Not that together you join several dates together, Sharab Bruta, but one of those has to have Sharab Bruta in its entirety. However, what if he said, Bizu, Vizu, Uvizu, I'm marrying you with this one, with this one, with this one, then even if there's Bruta among all three, since he put all three together, Bizu, Bizu, Vizu, Bizu, Uvizu, Uvizu, right? So then in that case, they're all connected, and even if you put among all three, that's sufficient. Mark Tanabovin, who's to say, he's the one who says that only if you say Vav are all the words Mitzayif. He said, Bizu, 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 they would all be separate. But since he said Ubizu, 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 that also connects them together. Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda. But Rakhrai Meir, Rabbi Meir said, Obizu, 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 the only one, if you said, the only way to, the Vavin, even if you said Baruch HaKohen and Meir, Bezu, 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 one second, they're O Bezu, O Bezu, O Bezu.
His Vav is still like O Bezu.
Ubazoo, ubazoo, ubazoo.
It's like
ubazoo. Right, you're right. Okay, the Vavim, even saying ubazoo, ubazoo, they're still connected, they're separate. It's a similar idea. Koran Meir, the Koran Abiyuda, the only way they're separate is if you say konam on each one.
Oh.
But if you say, well, if you say bazoo, 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 then it's all one nether. Nether shuta mitzasa utar kulo. It's going to be the same idea. Kram Meir, if you said ubazoo, bazoo, it's all separate in the Dorim. Well, if you said o bazoo, o bazoo, o bazoo, then it would be bazoo, ubazoo, ubazoo, ubazoo is like o bazoo, o bazoo, o bazoo. And they are separate in the Dorim.
So okay? It's
similar. It's similar to machlokas here. Rabbi Yishim Rav said, "Iskachli b'sela, la'achar b'sela zu la'achar lamed." If a guy said, "Now this is this case goes on for some time," and I learned through the Mefarshim here, I don't like what they say. Rabbi Yishim Rav said, "Iskachli b'sela zu la'achar shlishim." A man came to a woman and said, "Marry me with this sela after 30 days." Okay. Ochelus b'sel shloshim yom, and she ate it within 30. It should be really ochlo. The ochlo b'sel shloshim yom. She ate up. I raise him with that. She's married. Now, the question is: did she eat it all up, or did she leave a shavah pruta? According to all the first mirror, she left a shavah pruta. Otherwise, it wouldn't be mekudeshes. According to the pashup shot, she didn't leave anything. Doesn't say anything about leaving a shavah pruta, right? Right. What's more is that the next few lines, if you take them out, the Mashbiach suggests just take them out. Some mistaken student wrote them in, but if you leave them in, then it causes you great sorrows. And I will read them. Of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Moidebah, Shimon Elazar also concedes that this case where he said be mekadesh with me with Sela after 30, even she eats it's mekudeshes. Rabbi Shimon Elazar holds that we shall see in Chof Hamanah if you're mekadesh woman with a milveh alone. And of course, you can't be a kashrut woman with loam because you're not giving her anything. Mekashrut woman with mechilas milveh. by being meichel the loan. That's not enough. Gan Hashem loves you, he has to be, and actually you have to give her a pruta. That's been actual pruta, which she hasn't yet spent from the loan. In her possession, you say, here, I'm giving you that pruta, which is theoretically mine. Okay? In other words, Gan Hashem loves you, there must be something tangible, not just Zanoa Mechilas Milveh. There's not actually got to be a pruta still extant from the Milveh. So here, it says, but even Hashem loves agrees in this case over here. So again, this sounds like Hashem Elazar agrees that here you need nothing. You don't even need a pruta left. Even if you have nothing left at the end of 30 days, it's still Mekudeshes. Again, the Mashbiach, who does Marlewa, he says, you have to take out these lines. That according to Hashem Elazar here too, where you say, he's scotchily, bitmarim zelachar lamin, there must be something left at the end of the 30 days. Okay? But I like to learn, like the Gemara says. So, ma beino lemilve. So Zumar asks, why is the Rishim and Lazar agree here if he doesn't agree by Ava? So says Zumar, fascinating chiluk. And again, according to Mashbiach, we're not supposed to be learning this chiluk because he just takes it out. But according to what the Gemara says here, Ma bino le milveh, milv was to achieve this alone. That alone needs still an extra pruta and you don't. So Gemara says, Gevaldik a chiddush, which I like, even though the Mashbiach says it's a mistake. Ma milve lo need lo l'shen kiddushin. By Avah was given for a marriage. So therefore, how do you want to affect the marriage? By being meichel v'al loan? But he's got to give her something. How do you give her something? By having a pruta left. But here, you gave her the entire sum l'chatchila for kiddushin, right? So therefore, you gave her something. You don't need to have something extant at the end. When you need to have something extant, when you gave it to her as a loan, and now you are converting to Kiddushin, there's got to be something extant. But when you gave it originally as a Kiddushin, then it was extant when you gave it. Later on, it need no longer be extant. You don't even need a remaining Shavah Pruta. That's how I would learn the Gemara. Okay? Says Maravati, and then we learn. Rishoyna. There's questions like this. It says in our Mishnah, if she ate date by date, ain't a Mekudeshes, she's not Mekudeshes, achi abachas mishor pruta, until one of them has a shor pruta in it. So, if that's the case, according to what we just said, me'at afilu nishtar shom shor pruta te Mekudeshes. If you're going to say that when they're given all the shem kiddushin, they don't need to have a shor pruta left, so why here do you need a shor pruta left? Should be unnecessary. Now again, according to, if you learn the Mishbiach, we're going back and speaking only Rabbanan. But according to, if you learn not like Mishbiach, and we read what we read before, the even Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is saying, how come we don't need a pruta over here, right? Why do you need a pruta here? You shouldn't need a pruta at all. Even Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar concedes, where the money is given to Shem Kiddushin, you don't need a pruta. So it says, Mar Patala Arosha. It's going on the Reisha of the Mishnah. The Reisha of the Mishnah is talking about.
The Reisha was talking about. I forgot. What was the Reisha talking about?
Yeah, the Reisha talking about, we said bazoo, 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 where each one is independent. So therefore, since each one is independent, you need to have at least one of them a shavah pruta. But where you said bazoo, ubazoo, ubazoo, you don't need to have any shavah pruta. And since collectively, after you've ate them, you've ate a shavah pruta, where that's enough. In other words, if you say bazoo, 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 and they're all separate, you need one of them at least be a shavah pruta before it enters your mouth. But if you said bazoo, ubazoo, ubazoo, then the Gemara says that even if you're the only shavah, even the shavah pruta is only collectively, and after you've eaten them, it's still considered to be a valid form of kiddushin. Says Gemara, boo, boo, boo. Vina ratio of it's going in the beginning of the Mishnah. Bidotin, and why we say, Haisa Ocheles! Stress on Ocheles. Hari Shina. Rishina, Enemukud, Rishina, Shina, Enemukudesh, she's eating one by one. Enemukudesh, Sachi, Abachasme, and Shara Bruta. She's not Mukudesh until one of them is a Shara Bruta. If you're going to say that we're talking about the case we said, Bazoo, 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 then even she's not eating them, even if they're all there on the table, they don't join integrally together, right? Because each one's separate. So why say, if she ate them, as she ate them, we have to have at least one which is Shavah Pruta. Even they're on the table, each one has to be shalom pruta, because there's no connection between them. We're not talking about where you connect both of them and said the sum total is a pruta, but each one of them has a pruta. So it can't be going on the ratio. So if that's the case, the question comes back. So why would you need in one of them a shalom pruta? What is this coming from? Let them all join together. Rabbi Lezer said, Rabbi Shem ben Elazari. This is going in Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, and this is going in a case. Our Mishnah is talking about a case of mechilas milvetake. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where you're marrying off with a loan. The Tani we learned, the case is like this. You gave her the dates, for whatever reason, gave the dates, not for marriage, and then you wanted to convert it to a marriage. Right? Hiskachuli, but because of Sheshli biyodech. Marry me with a object which I gave you for safekeeping. In other words, I gave you, let's say, for safekeeping, a book. Now, keep it for yourself, and she'll be married with this book. And then she went home to us, and she found that it was stolen or lost. If there's a shav pruta left, she's married. If not, she's not married, because he didn't give her anything, right? If the book was no longer shav pruta, so he didn't give her anything, and the book, and there was no kiddushin which took place, right? So far, so good, right? It's got to be kiddushin, a pruta left. Now, what if he said, "I want to marry you with a loan which you're holding in your hands, of mine, right? You borrowed from me." And she went home and found that the loan who had been lost to someone and she hadn't spent it. I feel no nishtayer sham shave pruta. Even there isn't a shave pruta left, mikudeshes. She's married. Why? Because the hanoah, which she gets that the loan is nimchal, that creates the kedushin. Not the loan itself, but the hanoah mechilas milveh. The benefit by the bikotas, bikot itself is gabi shave pruta left in the bikotam. But by the milveh, it's the hanoah that I'm meichel you to milveh. That. Even if there's no shavu pruta left, that's okay. According to Rabbanah. Because Rabbanah, you don't need an additional pruta. However, I see the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, he doesn't appear, but trust me, he holds you need additional pruta. All right, Elazar said, here it is. Sorry, I was just missing. Shimon Elazar, Mer, milveh kipikado. No, you can't be mekadesh with anos mechilas milveh by itself. In the shtayr sham shor putu mukdeshes we lave in mukdeshes. Only if there's a shor putu left, she can mukdeshes. If not, she's not mukdeshes. Says Maran Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer said, now everybody goes a little bit nuts on this. Oh, by the way, I took out Mishum Rabbi Meir. I don't know if you noticed that, but I did take it out because here the Rabbi Lezer says like a chiddush. Rabbi Lezer asked Rabbi Shimon Lezer Rabbi Meir. That's really the Mashbiach who takes it out. Now the question is whether this is a separate statement. Or continuation, this next statement. So I want to say that, and there are many different interpretations here, but I want to say that the pshat is like this. We're coming to explain it. Rabbi Shimon Elazar always holds, and this is my pshat, not anybody else's pshat. Rabbi Shimon Elazar always holds that you need a pruta. Besides the mahavo, you need a pruta. So why in our case over here, where you gave the woman the whole thing al das kiddushin? There, even if there's no pruta left, at the end of the 30 days, she's still mukudeshes. According to Shimon Elazar, it seems there has to be actual consideration, which changes hands. There's no consideration, because at the end of 30 days, it's not there anymore. So why does it work? Why should it work? So that's what Amar's about to explain. Amar says, a gevaldik gesvogin. And again, according to me, it's going on even when there's no pruta left. According to the other Mephoshim, it's going where there's a pruta left, and I don't see how they square away this whole Gemara. But according to me, it's a gevaldik. How's it going? So he was a great mayor. Kemayer mayor Amerikum Shani Midas by Nikra Gazlan. Anybody changes from the intent of the owner is called a Gazlan, right? Can Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Merhacha. So there Shimon ben Elazar says here, Kam Shani Midas by him, anybody changes from the intent of the owner is Nikra Gazlan is called a Gazlan. So what? So listen. So that's about to Patala, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar lends his case, Bemilvet with a loan. And it should be the car may change gears slightly. It should be b'milva shamava marlo kach lo chitim. The law lender who eventually wanted to become the husband said, "You, the woman, eventually become the fiance. Take wheat, The lochala sarim, and she took instead barley. Oh, it was a mistake made, right? He wanted to extend to her wheat. She took barley instead. In that case, she was Mishana, right? She changed from the intent. So what is she now? She's a thief. She was supposed to take one commodity. She took another commodity. She's a thief. She's a ganav.
It's a lower value.
What? Doesn't matter. You can switch around. So switch the barley wheat. That's not the material point. But she took what she's not supposed to. Now, of course, she's not a real thief. That's because he wants to marry her. But the point he's trying to make is that the art by him havos, it's milva lo tzor nitna. So therefore, whatever is given as a loan, it dissipates. You can't be mekadesh with the loan. It can't be mekadesh with the mechila of the loan because it's not a tangible. Because the loan is gone. Until the loan is paid back, it doesn't exist. It's a ledger entry. We say it always, ledger entries are not real. But if you're talking about a case where he gave it for kiddushin specifically, it's like where you steal something. Just like where you steal something, even if you spend it, you still have, even if you expended it, it's still considered to be a real thing which you stole and are liable to the other individual. In other words, basically, ledger balances of theft are much more real than ledger balances of loan. So, too, if I gave you the money, I gave a woman the money, l'shem kiddushin, even if she already ate it, it's like theft. It's not that she really stole. She was allowed to eat it. But it means that there's a true balanced ledger against her, not a havah-type balanced ledger against her. Ledger balance. What's the difference? The difference is that milva lo tzani, that she had every right to spend it. And now, until it's reproduced, it's as if it doesn't exist. But by gezel, or which was stolen, there's no right to spend it. Even if it was spent, it's still as if it exists because of the lack of right to spend it. And so too by theft. So too if I gave her the money, the shame kiddushin. Even if she ate it, she wasn't supposed to use it. She was also using the same shame kiddushin. The fact that it was set aside for a specific use is as if it still exists. It's a beautiful svara. And that's why it doesn't only need the additional pruta, because of the similarity in that both they were not intended lo tzor, but rather designated for a specific purpose. But the Gemara rejects it anyway. The Gemara says, that's beautiful. My heart goes out to you. But it's baloney. Says the Gemara, v'kasha. We asked on that, mekachim b'gzela. The fact that you made this gewaldige, beautiful, abstract comparison between theft, money given, taken as theft, and money given as kiddush, as opposed to money or commodity given for avah. But the bottom line is, you can't be mekashe woman something which is stolen. If your fiance stole something from you, and he's saying, you know what, sorele, you stole from me, keep l'shem kiddush. You can't be mekashe with that. You're not giving anything to her anyway. She has kinyani gnev on it. She's holding on to it as a ganav. You can't be mekadesh over there.
She's the ganav. It's not like he's giving her some stolen property.
You can't. That's what we're saying. You can't be mekadesh that either.
That's obvious.
With stolen property, you can't be mekadesh. But you're saying even she stole
the
property.
She's the one doing the stealing, and she's going to get the hanor from it anyway. It's like the seller that he gave her after 30 days. So she ate it up during the 30 days. And whether there's nothing left or not, it's irrelevant. She's getting the hanor of her engagement present money, her wedding present money.
But he's not giving her anything.
He's not giving it that for that purpose.
That's right. So that's not so. Even if you're going to draw a connection to Gezel, so that's not going to work. Because just like you steal something from the fiance, steals something. He says, Harei Mekudeshes, the thing you stole doesn't work. So too it should be if you say, Harei Mekudeshes with these dates, and then she ate the dates before the effective time, that shouldn't work either. And it should all be like Mekash Milva, where if you gave her a loan, and then you say, well, Banos Mechilos Milva, couldn't I bless it? Doesn't work unless there's an additional pruta which has not yet been spent. Okay, that's how I would learn the Gemara. Okay, so says Gemara Lomaisa. Says Gemara Rabbi Yossi Boy. This is a fascinating question, actually. It really is amazing. He's asking on Rabbi Lishim Elazar. Shimon Elazar says, Mekash Banos Mechilas Milveh. It's not enough. You have to, all that to be a pruta, right? So he says, look it. Where's the pruta right now? Where's the pruta? Who's got the pruta? The woman, right?
Yeah.
What's he giving her? By saying, Mekash Banos Mechilas Milveh and that pruta? What's he giving her? Oh, that's what you would think, right? That's what I would think. That's what the Babli would think. But not Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, you're giving her less than a pruta. Because what are you giving her? The anah that she doesn't have to pay back that pruta. The anah she doesn't have to pay back the loan, which no longer exists, so that's not sufficient. Plus, the anah she doesn't have to give back that pruta. How much would she pay you not to pay, give you back that pruta? Less than a pruta. So you're giving her anah of less than a pruta. You're only actually giving her the anah of what she would pay to not pay you back that pruta. But she's not going to pay you pruta not to pay back the pruta. You see the question? You're a mathematician. She's not going to pay back. You're not giving her anah of a pruta. Because she would not pay a pruta in order to avoid paying the pruta. She would pay half, three quarters, right? So you're not giving her a pruta. So it doesn't do any good, the fact that there's a pruta left over. If you don't know, mechilas milveh is what the kiddushin is. So it's not enough that the pruta is left over. Not mechilas milveh doesn't do it. But the extra pruta, the fact that it's only pruta left, is insufficient. It's a kavaldik akasha. Right? Well, which none of us had ever thought of on our own. Okay? No other Babli.
It's the original zero coupon bond.
Right.
It's a discount.
Right. Rabbi Yossi boy, Nicha ye adam ye noisin shava pruta al dinar. If she was left owing a dinar, and that was still around, so she'd pay a pruta to be parted from paying a dinar. But shema noisin shava pruta, would she give a pruta to be exempt from a pruta? Of course not. So there's no an, gevaldik. Okay? Says Lamaisa, getting back to theft. Is tani tani makachi mizela, those who say you can be makarish woman with theft. Those who say you cannot. We'll explain. It says Gemara. I said, "My name is Makach Bigzelu." He said he can marry a woman with theft. Bigzelu she yochel atzila miyada. She's holding on to it. Remember that was the case we told you about a few minutes ago, right? She's holding on to it, but you have the capacity to snatch it back from her. You're stronger than she is, so that's where you can be makadisher, because you have the capacity to grab it back. So it's still considered to be as if it's yours. I don't know if it's physically or persuasively, but you can still get it back, right? You say, you can't mikash mikzela. He's not arguing. He's talking about kesh. She doesn't want to give it back, but you don't know how to get it back from her. So that's why you can't mikash her, because you already lost your affinity to that object, okay? Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak said, that he said, it's not talking about where she stole an object from you, but you stole an object. Like you said before, right? Manakach Mikzela. Mikzela Shisi Aishel Balimen. It's a Gzela which the owner already gave up hope on. So therefore, and the Ushami is obviously used by itself works. So since the owner gave up hope, you can use the Gazlan, use him in Makanish. Manakach Mikzela said you can't marry with theft. Mikzela Shaloni Siacho Balimen. It's a case where the owner did not give up hope. Period. Ravo Bashar Yaman said, Masnisa are the Brisa, not actually the Mishnah. But the Brisa who said you marry her with a pikadon, you sheyesh li biyadcha. Shavu'shavu'lo, he said, be pikadon sheyesh li biyadeh, pikadon you're holding on to of mine. Avol, however, on my love, he said, b'chol mashiv karati biyadech, everything which I gave over to you, then if there's only pruta left, it's not mekudeshes. And mekudeshes sheyikulin kaim, it's not mekudeshes, she's not mekudeshes, unless the entire pikadon is intact, because he said, b'chol, mashivkati, it's like everything which I left with you. Mabiro lemilve says, well, I understand, what's the issue of that alone? By law, he said, all you need left is a pruta no matter what, and hereby pikadon, you say, it depends on the language. Says more very obvious different. Milva need no lotzah. Milva's given to spend, so therefore it's not the Jesus. I'm your mekadesh with the entire milva. The milva's already hers, right? So therefore, all you need left is a pruto, no more than that. However, pikadon said lo nita lotzio. Pikadon is the guy who got the pikadon. The object saving is not allowed to spend it, so therefore the mekadesh could say, I'm mekadesh bekulo, not in any part of it, because he's hooking into, tapping into the concept that a nifkad is not allowed to use the pikadon, right? a mother lova is allowed to use it. So therefore, if we see it, as long as Putalef, regardless of what he said, that's enough to make it about Kiddusha. But that by Pikaron, there's no such thing. It has to be the entirety is there if he said Kula. So it says the Gemara, Me'atu, that's the case. I feel Nishtayer Shom Shover, Vatnir, the Milan Raisel Chelz, Rishoina, she was eating date by date. In case you gave her dates. Enim Kodesh is Achieb, Achas Man, Sharbut is not married, unless one of them is a Sharbutah. Mata, if this is the case, I feel Nishtar Shom Shavapruta, Lotim Mukadeshes, even if there's a Shavapruta left, should not be Mukadeshes, Ach, Yehu, Kulun, Chem, unless they're all there, right? She need to have all of them there, because he said, Bazoo, 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 Ubazoo, right? Therefore, that has to be that they're all around, because like saying Kulo, right? Pasala Rosha, so he says, nope. That which he said, you only need one Pruta around, is going on the ratio, that where he says where he separates them, bazoo and bazoo, bazoo without the end, bazoo, 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 or oh bazoo, oh bazoo, bazoo, where each one is separate. Says more again, same question on Ralph or on base before. Being a rosh is going on the ratio, can't be bedotin. But that how we would say hoysel chelos rishona rishona enim kudeshes. If she ate one by one, she's not mukadesh. She bachas man kula shor bruta. Full stop. Bazoo. Full stop. Bazoo. Full stop. Then whether she ate him or not, then each one of them has to be shor bruta because each one is separate. So says the Gemara. Amrei Avun Rabbi said lo kein sari mei maru. Didn't we want to say man tan avavin Rabbi Yehuda? Who's the one who said that avavin connect Rabbi Yehuda? So Amrei Biyochanan. So Korei Bechus, interesting chap, which we have, we never had this before. Our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, if it's going Rabbi Yehuda, so then Am Rabbi Yochan said, "Dim Rabbi Yehuda, nichloim bekarbon echad v'nifratim b'shalosh karbonos." If you make a shvua, you're lying in your shvua. You're a liar, right? So if you lie in your shvua and you say, "I make a shvua about three things," right? And, okay, three shvuas at once. So they can be joined together as one carbon. Nifrati mishlosha carbonus, but they can be separated as three carbonus as well. Either or, since you made one shvua, it could be one carbon. Since you separated by vav, it could be three separate carbonus. Right? So it says, Kimadu amar taman, just like over there it says, Nichloim carbonachah, they could be included one carbon. Or any part of the Mishloshim of Korbanos, or they can be separated into three Korbanos. Kainu Marachos, so he says, over here, Nichulolin Bekidu Shechad, when he's dealing with the dates, and he said, Vav, they can either be all together, and then the Shar Bruto and all of them together, or any part of the Mishloshim of Kiddushin, or they can be three separate Kiddushin, and then you need to have, in each one independently, you have to have a Shar Bruto. So, if that's the case, where it says that, right? So, that you need to have one of them, pruta depends what you said and what you intended. That if you intended to have,
wait a second, let me see if I can make it a little bit better.
Yeah, that's what we have to say. The Yimei Korei Yehuda, if you you can join them together and be chayiv one, and separate them into chayiv three, and that's what it says, that or on each one independently. So as it says, Oichaytzo Chelus Rishona Rishona Im Kedesh Achiyah Bachas Ben Shor Pruta. If she eat one by one, Shalom Kedesh until one of them has a Shor Pruta. What we're talking about over there is in essence a case where her deeds indicate that she wants them to be separate, right? Because she's eating them one after another, right? She'll leave them on the table, or he didn't leave them on the table and tell them, here, it's all of them together, but rather he gave it to them one by one. So in that case, we say it's like nifrotin. It's like a shvua where you can be chayev one carbon all together, or you can be chayev three independently. In this case, the fact that he was giving to her independently, one by one, she was eating one by one, not leaving on the table, indicates that there are three separate dates, and therefore one of the three has to have a Shor Pruta. Again, if the structure of the transaction was that they were leaving dates on the table, then all the dates on the together can make up a Shomer Pruta. But the structured transaction was giving her one, giving her another, giving her another, and she ate one, she ate another, and then ate another, then which at least one of them has to have a Shomer Pruta. They don't all join together. So in essence, what we learn from Korban Shvuah is that the same scenario, depending on interpretation, depending on formulation, can be either a klal or a prat. And that's our mission is saying either. Also, and when she eats each one as she gets it, so then it depends on each prat specifically, at least one of them being a shor pruta. When she puts them on a table and gathers them together, and again, assuming the husband prompts her to that, then it's all of them together after pruta, not each one independently.
So it's the action, not necessarily
it's the action,
words.
Not necessarily the words, right. It's the action through. I guess that's what seems the more is actually saying. Says more. New sugya. Iskachi v'selazu. He says, marry me with this seller. Vama, and she said, ashlicho liyamo north, throw it into the sea or into the river. Enim kudesha, she doesn't mean that as a sign of love. It's not about kedushin. However, she said, tneul oni, give it to a poor person. Harezim kudeshes. They said, well, why? She didn't get anything, right? So how come? I don't know. Why into the sea is not mekudeshes, and here it is mekudeshes? So Rabbi Yechanan, she wants to be married. The teira also to the ani at the same time do a favor to the ani. That's why she's Mekudesha. You see, but it's a very fundamental machlokas Bavli Yerusham here, which the Yerushameach points out. The Bavli holds in this case, this classic case Bavli has, a tradition of Zion, very famous case. If you want, if a woman says, give, no, tain mana leponi, a kaddish ani lach, give money to someone so that I'll be Mekudesha for you. The Yerusham, Bavli says, Mekudesha is midin orev. She's Mekudesh, just like an Orev, a guarantor becomes liable on the loan. Because the Mekadesh is like the Malve, the person receives is like the Loive, and she becomes like the Orev. Right? So that's why she's Mekudesh. Mekudesh Midin Orev. In that Hanoah that her, she was listened to, that he followed her directions, right? But the Yerushalmi is not saying that. Yerushalmi is saying, look at the next line, Yerushalmi makes it even clearer. Says the Gemara, how does it work? Omrei Pinchas Ba'asi, it's going Ok Rabbi Zir, Ok Rabbi Ila. The Tani, we learned, Oimeru Adon L'Poyel, a person says to a worker, Heilach Dinar Zev Ve'Echoba, here's a dollar, go buy yourself lunch. Now, the truth is, the employer is Mechuyev to give the lunch. So he says, here's a dollar lunch allocation. So, but the thing is, the guy, he might go and buy a cheeseburger. And I'd be responsible because since I have to provide him with lunch, so in essence I'm giving him a cheeseburger. So why is it not least naive him to say they are very rare? Nevertheless, it's okay. Because he said, Heilach Dinar Zeh Shaseibo, I'll say give him a dinner to drink. Heilach Shemaschor Nagatun, Lomishushi is not going to go buy Shemitah fruit. Lomishumaiser is not going to buy the stuff which is in Meiser. Lomishum Yaynes, nor wine which is good. If he's a goy, he's going to buy wine which becomes Yaynesach. Why is that? Because I gave him the money, then I'm out of the picture. But he does it, it's his business. Avo, wherever him, Omar Lo, if you say to him, Tzevikachokikar, go and buy him a food, Vanina Ischadav, and I'll reimburse you afterwards. Oh, Tzevikachokikar, Vizchilyayin, go and get wine, Vanina Ischadav, and I'll reimburse you afterwards. Then, Choshen Aschor, Mishum Shvi, Sends the problem, Shemitah, Mishum Maisus, Mishum Yayin, Nefla, the whole king Kabudo. Right? What? The storekeeper is becoming the agent of the Baal Bais to give the worker his lunch. Because I'm saying, I'll take care of the storekeeper afterwards. So the storekeeper, that's just became Ashliach. And whatever he gives, it's as if I'm giving. And if he gives trade, it's as if I gave trade. Right? That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said a different version. He said, I made the worker my agent. Because I made him, I said, you go buy it and I'll reimburse it. Means I made, he was going in and buying the food for on my behalf and then eating it. as a recipient for me, right? Because it's zeich l'atzmo. It's a fascinating thing that what Yerushalmi is saying. If the worker's told, here's the money, go buy yourself lunch, that's okay. But the worker said, buy yourself lunch, I'll reimburse you. Then either the chenvani from whom he's buying the lunch, Mr. McDonald, or the worker who's buying the lunch at McDonald's, the worker, is becoming my shliach. And in that case, it's no good. Right? So tier, the Yerushalmi says, going to the top of Chavon Rab, Avchach, so tier, Av Daitin, Rabbi Zir, Kor Rabbi Zir, Habal Nasi Shlucho Shel Isha, the husband becomes the shliach of the woman, Lizakos L'Ani. She says, you know how we're going to work it? It's as if I got it. But it's as if I got it in my hand, because you're my shliach to give the Ani the money. It's not orev. It's not I have an audi listening to me like the Bavli says. But it means that I said that you are the ani, you are my shliach to give it to the ani. In other words, as if I got it and then I'm giving it to you as my shliach to give it to the ani. Alright? That's going to write up to zero. I'm Rabbi Hila, Rabbi Hila, not the opposite. Ha ani zachal isha mishabala. The ani acquires for the woman from her husband, the choizer b'zoich l'atzmo, and then he gets for himself as well. So according to Rabbi Zira, it's like the chenvani becomes the shliach of the baal bais in the case of the worker. So to hear the husband becomes the shliach of the isha to give it to the ani. According to Rabbi Zira, just like the worker becomes the shliach of the baal bais to buy himself lunch, so to hear the ani. Becomes is a zoiche to the woman from the husband, that's his intent, and then he zoiche to himself afterwards. Okay? We can always come back tomorrow. We have one more minute.
The analogy, because I understand with the tzedakah.
Yeah.
And the yoni.
The question is how the woman acquires that dollar. It's not just enough, like the Bavli alleges, that money changed hands and that it was based on her direction. That's not enough. It's got to be, there's some mechanism that's considered as if the money came to her. So we're drawing an inference saying how the money comes to her, one of two ways, and we learn to extrapolate from the case of the worker was giving money to buy lunch. If you just gave the worker money to buy lunch and said, go buy yourself what you want, that's fine, right? Mm-hmm. If you gave the worker, said the worker, go buy lunch and then I'll pay for it.
As if you're subsidizing.
The question is, why is the problem? Is it because, just almost semantics, but tomorrow will give a difference tomorrow. Is it because the storekeeper provides lunch because of my shliach, or because the employee going out to find his lunch is my shliach, right? And in our case, the same verification would be, who's the shliach? Is the husband the shliach, or is the ani the shliach? In other words, is the husband working on behalf of the wife, his fiancée, so as if he gave her the money and now is giving the money to somebody else? Or is the ani the shliach on behalf of the wife? It's as if the ani got the money for the woman and then he got the money from the woman for herself. So who's the shliach? Could be either one. Could be the husband the shliach for the wife, so it's as if it went to the wife and then to the ani, and the husband did that. Or the ani could be the shliach. As if it went from to the wife and then to the ani.
Can't the wife be the shliach for the husband?
No, because she's never getting the money. How could she be shliach?
She's
doing directing. She's not doing the receiving. Okay, we'll come back to how it plays out tomorrow, but that's the difference between the two opinions.
On a more simple level, I just think it's a problem with the worker going to McDonald's. It's like a Mara Sinai issue. He's bringing back a receipt. Here's my receipt from McDonald's. Pay me the money.
Yeah.
So
it could be the goy though. It could be the goy. That's that was the case of the Ayin Esav. By the Yisrael, it says specifically Shvius and Meisrus, which is not so nicker, you know.
Yeah. It's just the Ayin Esav, right? It could be a Jew that happened to.
Yeah, but it does say no. It says the goy that would make a Ayin Esav when he drinks it.